dude, like, oh my God, like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now?
Welcome to Street Speak, the show where the streets speak and shit gets real. I am your host, CJ Squilliam, and today I am joined by my other two co-hosts.
What's good, bro? It's Andre.
I'm the white salsa. You already know me.
Just hit my vape.
Oh, cheers to that.
Yeah, so did you want to go ahead and talk about something right here in the beginning, Sosa?
Yeah. There's been a international tragedy, something that the world will never recover from, and no man will ever be the same. And that is, unfortunately, Akira Toriyama passing away. I think no matter where you come from, where you were raised, you could be from Mexico, Brazil, China, Japan, the hood, whatever. Everyone enjoyed Dragon Ball. And this man, he basically wrote the blueprint for all of anime. So let us take a quick moment of silence, a good 30 seconds, and let's just appreciate what Akira Toriyama brought to us. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yo, was that 30 seconds?
That was like 15.
That was like 15.
Close enough.
So long enough.
I was gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna let Sosa break the silence so I'm not disrespectful.
Alright. Now that we have the most important topic of the day down, what do we want to get into here?
Let's talk about Minecraft YouTuber sexual misconduct.
Okay,
cause
so,
I have no idea what that is.
Wait, another one? What the
another
fuck?
Another one.
So in our notes here, it says in quote or like in parentheses, who's surprised? And that's because you know, who is surprised? We all know what the Minecraft YouTubers get up to. So basically,
yeah.
For anyone who isn't in the loop, one of the people from that pedo guy, you know, Dream. One of the people from his group got a. Basically, some hefty accusations of taking advantage of a drunk woman who was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick rundown is the dude, George, he was, I think they said he was like 17 at the time, and she was 18. And
so she raped him.
Yeah.
And she was a pedophile.
And, yeah, so he was obviously, a lot older, right? That's the main thing people are going off of. And I don't know the full story, but I'm pretty sure it goes about like this. Like, they were both at a party, everyone was drinking, they went and cuddled for a bit, he grabbed her waist, and then he started trying to grab her boobies. And that's about it.
He grabbed her waist and her boobies, and she was drunk.
Yeah, and but she came out saying that she felt disgusting and it was like a dirtiness that wouldn't wash away, which is like a pretty typical feeling for like people who have experienced a bad sexual encounter, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna how do I put this? So a couple more like basics that need to be laid out, fundamentals, you know, is that the party was supposed to be 21 plus only. Basically, you had to have a wristband on to be able to get in, signifying that you were 21 and could drink, right? So, off rip, he thought that she was older than she was, 21, because her and her friends decided to try and get into this party. As well as, okay, it gets tricky when people, like, start drinking and are drunk and everything, you know? But, if both of them are drinking, it's... I don't, and like, I agree that if someone is drunk, then, like, they can't really consent, right? But at the same time, it's like, we're not going to sit here and pretend that, like, a single drop of alcohol immediately, like, means you guys can't fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And I think A large part of this is people who like are just so chronically online that these are like things that just don't fucking happen the way they think it does in real life. Like, if when you put a hand, okay, so they're already cuddling in the first place, right? And then you put a hand on their waist, they don't say anything. You are like, okay, they're feeling it, so you move up to the bazongas, right? And then at that point, they tell you to stop, and you stop. You really feel like that is sexual assault? You stopped as soon as they told you to stop.
Is that what how the story goes that he
That's
stopped as soon?
basically what I've heard. Yes, that's how it goes. I'm pretty sure the girl that like is coming out with this even like said that's the way it went down. I could be wrong, but from everything I've read, that's like pretty much the whole like confirmation that's how it went. Yeah, I feel like it's quite a stretch. And then people are trying to say because like he was 27 and she was 18, it's like okay, well. See, are you supposed to fucking ask for everyone's ID the second you like start cuddling with them, you know? Like they already had a wristband on that was supposed to signify they were 21, at least.
Oh, okay. See, I was confused because you said he was 17 and then you said the party was 21 plus. I was like, what?
Did I say he was 17? I'm pretty sure I said he was 27 and she was 18.
Andre, did he say 17 or am I
He said
retarded?
27.
He said 27?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm more tired than you. I just woke up from a nap. That's why I said that she was the pedophile, because I thought you said he was 17 and she was 18.
Nah, he was 27. She was
Okay, that's
18. But basically, everyone's coming down really heavy on him. Like, he's basically gotten gaslighted into thinking he's a fucking rapist, bro. And I don't fucking like this dude, so I don't want to defend. I want him to be
Yeah,
a
I don't
rapist. I
either.
want to hate him.
Really
You want to hate?
unfortunate.
I'm not in the Minecraft YouTuber community anymore, so I don't really have any like
I wouldn't say
bias either way.
I wouldn't say I am. I just fucking hate him and his fan base. Same with Dream.
And what they stand for.
What's the YouTuber's name? Who is it?
George not found.
George not fun. I'm gonna base my entire opinion on if he's ugly or not.
He's ugly and British.
Oh, he's British? Deducts 5 points. He's mid.
He's kind of mid, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, ugly's a bit far. He's just like your average Joe.
I mean, he does have those kind of like rapey eyes. Like, I'll send you guys a picture that I'm looking at.
Really unfortunate he's British.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me this guy raped somebody, I
Wouldn't
would
be
believe it
surprised.
100%.
I think for me, it's mainly just a thing of like the way people are treating the situation of like, for one, if she's 18 and she just wants to hook up with someone, like why are y'all treating her like such a fucking like infant, you know?
Yeah.
For
But that's what
two,
you do on the internet.
yeah, for two,
People are so weird about age gaps right now
Yeah,
because,
people get too, and they overdo it.
like, before it was like, okay, the 18 is the hard line, and now it's like, oh my God, 18 and 20? That's weird. He could take advantage of her.
Yeah, I mean, for me
And it's
personally,
literally 2 years.
like at 18 and 22, like does seem.
18 and 22, what? Andre? Are you guys there?
Huh?
Hello?
Did Sosa die?
No.
Yeah, what's up?
Was it the hammering?
My headset
Someone
does
came
this
in
shit where every now and then it just decides to turn the fuck off. I don't know why.
Oh.
But what was I saying? Like even like 18 to 22 is a little bit weird to me, but like I don't know how to put it other than like if y'all are just hooking up, like that's fine, you know, whatever. But if it's like dating, then it's like, eh, you bro, you're like 22 already. You really trying to date someone fresh out of high school, you know?
Yeah, I think that stigma kind of goes away after like 23 to 25. Like
Yeah.
you could date whoever you want after you're 23, 25 and it's not really a big deal. But like under there it's like you're still like young, naive. But it's like you said, people take it way too far where it's like 20 and 18, it's like, "Oh my God, he's a pedophile."
Yeah.
Or like 19, 17, whatever. Like if it's just 2 years apart, people are like, "Oh my God."
Or like 1738.
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
Like 1730.
Remy boy.
Okay, but she was 18. You could. Can you tell that someone is that young when you're 27?
I mean, bro, it's hard to tell, like, unless you, like, are looking at their fucking ID, like, it's hard to tell someone's age based on just looking at them.
Okay, I'll let that slide. I'll let that slide. They were already cuddling, and he had his hand on her waist, is how the story goes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he went for the boob?
Uh-huh.
That's where he fucked up. He should have gone for the ass. Maybe she got embarrassed because, like, the boob is right in front of everybody. If he had gone for the ass, he would have been safe. She just That's got true. Embarrassed. She got embarrassed. He should have gone down, not up.
Yeah, everybody knows down. That. He should, if
Look
he,
at your battle IQ.
Imagine instead of using a hand, he took his face and put it to the poom.
He's like, oh, I'm so shy. I need to hide my face real quick.
Oh, this is definitely gonna get us canceled. We gotta change this, like, quick.
Okay, yeah, he's a rapist. He fucked up. He deserves to go to jail.
It's just so fucking retarded. The discourse
I think the girl's
right
just
now.
A retard.
And by the way, I don't usually fucking pay attention to these retards, but this shit is literally plastered all over my Twitter. Like, I can't escape it. Every other fucking tweet is about it.
That's what you gotta uninstall, man.
I will never. I need that fucking... I need my blood pressure to rise from this app.
Okay, so right here in the replies, she showed multiple signs of interest and wanting. He couldn't have known she was uncomfortable and she didn't voice that.
Yeah, all
Both
she had to
were
do
drunk.
Was voice her boundaries. Yeah. And the story would have ended there. But
I mean,
gotta treat everyone
much...
like a retarded child. Nowadays.
It pretty much did end there. Like, if nothing happened after she told him to stop, it's really not a story.
And people are saying, like, it already the waist and the boob was, like, too much because, like, he didn't explicitly ask. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. This is another thing where it's, like, you can tell they've never done anything in real life because it's, like, you don't fucking sit there and, like, you're like, can I touch? Can I touch? Can I touch? You know?
Yeah, I think that makes it weirder.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
go for it.
Like, usually, most people want it to be a natural progression.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
And
so many,
that's
like,
why...
actual
that's,
Twitter brain people.
Yeah, that's why, like, you know, if someone says stop, you stop, obviously. But, like, if you're just going to make the move, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I think asking would make things weirder between both parties. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's also, like, there's a difference between, like, putting your hand on someone's waist and being like, hey, is it alright if I choke you while we fuck? Like, you know?
Yeah, two completely different things.
You would have thought he, like, brutally, like, beat her and raped her the way everyone was talking about
yeah.
it when it first dropped. And then I watched the video and I'm like, really? This is it? So everyone's fucking crying about right now. Just move on.
Yeah, it's a pretty retarded discourse. Just fucking, you know what's gonna be like the most brain rot bullshit ever when it involves one of those YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we could go ahead and move on to. I saw you guys arguing in the group chat earlier about the Boeing whistleblower suicide. What happened with that?
I don't know anything about that.
I wouldn't really call it arguing. It was more so me just trying to ruffle people's feathers.
Yeah, I could clearly tell. Apparently, he had multiple gunshot wounds to the back of the head, and it was a suicide.
I don't know if he actually had multiple. That was just
wait, what's the full story?
Basically, what's this dude on? Was like a whistleblower for on Boeing, you know, like airplane, mm-hmm. and he was talking
yeah.
about like the unsafe work conditions, all this, all that, how they like make really shitty planes now and all that, like they're falling out the sky, and
mm-hmm.
a couple days before he was supposed to testify in court, he apparently committed suicide.
Okay, I found an official quote from the police. Upon their arrival, officers discovered a male inside a vehicle suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. Appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot. Okay, so it was a singular gunshot wound.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. He was a dude who worked for them. Like, he was like a safety guy or some shit, voicing his concerns. And he was set to testify soon, and he already had testified in a deposition.
I think so.
He was in very good spirits and really looking forward to putting this phase of his life behind him and moving on.
that's pretty fucked up. I'm pretty heavy on the nothing ever happens crowd, you know? But, I mean, you gotta be honest. Like, this one, it's not even really a conspiracy to call it an assassination, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, giant fucking one of the biggest companies in the country, in the world, mm-hmm. really. And, you know, the dude who's about to fucking expose their shit just, oh, fuck it, I don't feel like doing it no more.
Okay, there's two more quotes here in this article. He was looking forward to having his day in court and hoped that it would force Boeing to change its culture. And then another. He was suffering from PTSD and anxiety attacks as a result of being subjected to the hostile work environment at Boeing, they said, which we believe led to his death.
I gotta piss, by the way, so I'm gonna be right back. I've okay. been trying to hold it. It ain't holding.
Why is it always suicide?
Because it's easy to write things off as, like, a suicide. Like, if this was a clean job where it's only one gunshot wound, then it's really easy to be like, yep, he killed himself. But, okay, hold up. I can't find anything about there being a gun in the vehicle. They just say a gunshot wound to the head.
Wait, in his car?
Yeah, they say it was in his car, but I feel like if it was actually a suicide, they would have said they found a weapon in the vehicle with him.
Well, yeah. Well, where to go? If he shoot himself. Okay, shot himself with a Desert Eagle.
Oh, okay, never
and the
mind.
Recoil just flies out the window.
It flew out and disappeared. Landed in a bush somewhere. Okay, yeah, this guy was definitely assassinated. He was parked at a Holiday Inn.
No, I don't think he was assassinated.
But I do see something soon. You don't want to be next?
No.
That's fine. It says he was holding a silver handgun in his right hand. They heard a pop.
Rip, bro.
Okay, even if it's not a direct, like, assassination, they probably forced him to kill himself. Like, oh, we know where your family lives. Like, I feel like shit like that happens too, where it's not a direct assassination, but they still, like, force you to die. Like, even if it's just they had dirt on him that he didn't want getting out, they probably did get him to kill himself.
I mean, it's viable, but that's like some movie shit.
I feel like stuff like that would happen more often than you'd think. Especially with a big-ass company like this.
Alright, I'm back. What'd I miss?
No, I was just telling Andre how the other article didn't mention anything about him having a gun in the vehicle, but on ABC News, it says that he was holding a silver handgun in his right hand. But I was telling him, I said, even if he did kill himself, I feel like it could have been one of those things where they force him to kill himself, basically like, oh, we have dirt on you, or oh, we know where your family is. If it's not, like, a direct assassination, it's basically, like, an assassination.
Yeah.
But, okay, when someone kills themselves with a handgun or with a gun, they immediately, like, close the grip on the gun, right? They don't drop it? I'm pretty sure I've heard that being a thing.
I have no clue, to be honest.
Dead man's grip. Suicide.
Oh, you're talking about when they die? Like, the person themselves? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I thought you meant like the police like pull up and like close the grip on the gun. I was like, that sounds like some weird shit.
No, death grip, okay. Yeah, so it's a thing. Not death grips the band or whatever the group.
The one that Anthony Fantano loves.
Yeah, not them. I'm not, like the actual thing. No, I'm not gonna kill myself, Google. It's fine. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and assume that's a thing. So maybe he did kill himself.
But yeah, like I said, even if he did actually like do it himself, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some like, hey, either you die or your family dies.
Yeah. We're gonna make it look like an accident. Either you make it look like a suicide or we're gonna make it look like an accident. Alright. I want to end with the very controversial tweet, so we're going to have to save that for last, because
okay.
I don't know how that's going to pan out. You picked a really heavy topic this week, man.
We can go to the John Cena topic.
Oh, yes. Oh gosh, okay, good. I've been wanting to talk about this.
So
I'm very glad.
Oh. Go ahead, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm very glad the way you worded this, because I have the same way.
Let's hear CJ then, because you brought it up, so I want to know your opinion.
Okay, honestly, I wasn't even going to go with that angle at all. Like, I heard something about it, but I was just going to talk about how smooth this man is. He didn't have any hair on him. I was going to ask...
I think that was a bodysuit.
Does he nair? Did he shave? Did he wax? What do we think?
I think he seems like a wax type of dude to me.
You think he's like a wax? And, okay, I think it's so retarded how they got away with this, bro. It's literally right where his dick would be hanging. That's where they have the sign. It's so ridiculous, bro.
The angle I'm coming at it from is retards online calling it a humiliation ritual. As if John Cena hasn't done like some retarded shit before.
Yeah, I don't think he needs a humiliation ritual.
Yeah.
That man. Okay.
He bro did was in something the WWE very... for how long? Like.
Yeah. And then on top of that, in the last Suicide Squad movie, he was practically like, he was just in his underwear, but his giant bulge was. Staring at me throughout that entire scene, so I don't think he really cares.
Plus, if people have never seen his interviews and shit, like, outside of fucking movies and all that, like, the guy genuinely is just, like, that type of person that would do some dumb shit like that.
Like he's a goofball, yeah. Oh, and then on top of that, in the Peacemaker show, he was actually butt-ass naked fucking some chick in the first episode. And it wasn't like a hot sex scene. It was like very raunchy. So this is perfectly on brand for him.
And like,
yeah, they picked the perfect person.
Yeah, it makes me wonder too. Like, cause me, I would do that same shit as him. Like, if I were to make it famous like that, like if I'm just being my normal self, are people gonna call that a humiliation ritual?
Being my authentic self.
Yeah, cause that's pretty much what he's doing.
His authentic self is a male stripper.
See, I just feel like this is like the negative impact of the Tates, bro, and people like them. It's like now all of a sudden everything has to be about escaping the Matrix, and everything is a fucking huge humiliation ritual.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're woke as fuck now.
Like, it kind of, how we talked about, like, Doja Cat a while ago, too, and, like, how people are obsessed with her supposedly being a fucking devil worshipper and all this, like, it, for one, even if she was, who the fuck cares? And for two, like, so, you're telling me because she, like, does fucking, like, demon paint for a video where one of her lines is, like, I'm a devil, like, that makes her a Satan worshipper?
Mm-hmm. I think... For her, I think it's an entirely different case. It's because she knows it's going to get attention. So, for her, like, Lil Nas X I get so mad when conservatives like focus on them so hard because they literally do it for that exact reason, to piss people off. So yeah,
they're falling for the bait.
Well, I would also say Lil Nas X has a different reason as well, for because like, I mean, if you're a gay male, like, why the fuck are you gonna respect a religion that doesn't respect you?
No, yeah, that's the thing. So I think what the religious people should do is just ignore it, but instead they get all pissed off, and they literally play exactly how they think they would.
And they also pretend like these people just come out of nowhere and like all of a sudden have fame and they sold their soul for it. Bro, Lil Nas X was shitposting that fucking country rap song for like years on his Twitter when he had like 10,000 followers.
I remember that. I remember it being promoted everywhere because he would pay for it. he would pay for it.
And then the reason why it blew up is because the Billboard Hot 100 refused to call it country. And then he got fucking, like, Miley Cyrus saw it because she's tapped into the community. And she was basically like, hey, dad, hop on the track with him. And fucking Billy Ray hopped on it.
Hmm.
Like, that whole issue there blew him up. And people just pretend that he fucking got there out of nowhere.
Yeah. And there's a couple rappers like that too, where people say they sold their soul because they blew up out of nowhere, or that they're industry plants, and it's like, no, I remember him paying for promos on Instagram and annoying the fuck out of me a few years ago.
Like, half the time when they try to say that shit, it's like, you can easily just, it, like, if you're not living under a rock, you can easily just trace, like, where their come up was.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, same with Doja Cat, how she made that retarded fucking cow song.
Yeah, that...
I mean, she was somewhat popular even before that.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had released
that was
songs.
The first that I saw of her.
Then she got...
Just not, like, super mainstream.
Then she got even more... I wouldn't say popular, but she got even more, like, eyes on her when she did the whole, like... When she got exposed for being in them goddamn chat rooms.
Oh, that came after her fame.
Showing feet to neo-Nazis.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, fucking... Everyone just wants to call everything a humiliation ritual, and they'll be... And it's a dumb shit they do where they get all cryptic about it, too, and it's like, anytime you question it, it's just like, you'll see when the judgment day comes.
Okay.
Like, it must be so fucking convenient to just never be able to, like, provide evidence or proof or anything of it, or even explain yourself.
Yeah, like, just, you'll see. Or they respond, this world is lost.
Yeah, or I guess it's also, we can talk about this too, is the Tate's getting arrested again, because it kind of ties into that.
They got arrested again?
Okay, so they did get arrested. I saw something, when was it, like 2 days ago or something, where it was fucking Aiden Ross on stream, basically exposed that they were gonna try to flee the country they were in, and then they were gonna get arrested because of it, but it actually happened.
And it's so fucking dumb, bro. You'll have these fucking diehard dick writers in every single thing's comment just like... Like, completely trying to deny anything that's happened. How do I put it? Like, someone will call him a human trafficker, right? And someone's just like, then why isn't he in jail right now? Like, brother. I don't know what to tell you other than, for one, he was on house arrest. For two, people don't just immediately go to fucking jail and get charged instantly. Like, especially a human trafficking case, bro. That shit's gonna take some years.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's a human trafficker? For real? Then why isn't he rotting in a cell now?
Yeah, they gotta build all that shit against him, and it does take, like, fucking years. Ugh.
Even if they have, the case already built, it still takes long as fuck to get him in court, get everything going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw, lately, I think the people are pushing harder against Tate, because I've been seeing... right-wing dudes, like, pushing against him, like, saying, like, that he basically incriminated himself, him and his brother. Like, there's a clip of his brother saying he paid off guards at a border somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, yeah, they're fucking guilty.
Said that online, hello?
I mean, considering the fact that Andrew Tate basically gave like a full fucking class on how to human traffic people, I'm like, I'm not surprised that they admit to like paying off guards at a border.
Yeah, it was on video. He said it loud as fuck, too. Very loud
Self-snitching is
and clear.
really great to see in this generation.
And their whole fucking persona of being like, especially now that Andrew tries to say like he's Muslim and all that, is like, oh, I gave up all the haram lifestyle, all this, all that. Brother, you still make a majority of your money off of casinos and fucking cam models. And it's like it's sitting here peddling this bullshit to fucking young dudes about how you need to be the ideal male. Brother, you don't even believe in the bullshit you're peddling.
Yeah, I
He
think.
also forgot retards buying into his MLM scheme.
Yeah.
No, he's. I hate seeing people defend him because it's so obvious that he doesn't believe the shit he's saying. And the thing that pisses me off more is that mainstream, like right-wing people, like I think we talked about it already, like Candace Owens, she did an interview with him where he was all basically like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've changed," and it's been like less than a year.
Yeah.
And then I think Tucker Carlson was gonna do some shit with him too. I was like, "What? Really? Him?" Like, I don't know why they're embracing him so hard just because he was canceled. Okay, believe it or not, maybe a human trafficker actually deserves to be canceled.
Yeah. Like, of all the people that actually should be kicked off of platforms, I think he might be the one.
Like, oh, they're so willing to come to the defense of anybody who was canceled, even if he directly goes against their own values.
Yeah. The only way they really link up in values is because he's fucking like pretty heavily anti-gay shit.
It's he supposedly like pushes like masculinity, but it's the complete opposite masculinity of like what traditional right-wing people would push. You know, right-wing masculinity is where like, oh, have a family, take care of them, work. His is like, no, like do everything for yourself, get bitches, get money,
Fuck
like
all.
Yeah.
yeah.
Good money.
So it doesn't fit in the same at all. His message may sound like right-wing, maybe it is, I don't know, but when you actually look into it goes entirely against conservative values.
Yeah, and it's created like a whole fucking subdivision. And that was a what was I gonna say? Like, if you notice the fucking like there's a whole like counterculture right now based off of them too. How do I put it? Like before, like a couple years ago, if someone was like posting about them being trans online, you know, you would just have like, you know, mostly just normal people like not even really paying attention to it. Like, just kind of talking like, oh, like good for you type shit, you know? But now, and like maybe they had like one or two like negative comments, but now it's like fucking 20 times worse. Like, especially on Instagram, bro. If someone says they're gay, trans, whatever on there, like the whole comment section is just filled with like, kill yourself. Have you tried not being gay? Like, shit like that.
Okay, but
Gay
that's
ass
funny.
nigga.
Yeah. I mean, it can be funny, yeah, but at the same time, like, you gotta admit, like, the counterculture from that side has gotten, like, 20 times worse. And I mean, if we're being honest, like, probably the whole, like, cancel culture probably is what, like, fueled that, too.
No, yeah, I definitely think that. I think when one side reacts, it's on both sides. When one
Yeah,
side
I was.
reacts to something, the other one goes harder. I think
Yeah.
that's what happened with
Yeah.
like the LGBT thing. So right-wing people took a stance against it. The LGBT community got pissed off, so they took it further. Then right-wing people got pissed off again, so they took their hatred further. So it's just gonna keep going.
Yeah. Well, to
Yeah,
me,
this
I feel
wave
like.
you're.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say this wave you're talking about is a consequence from all that fag feminist LGBTQ
Yeah.
terminally online shit.
Yeah.
Like, all the 2016 bullshit of like, you remember the classic 2016 like triggered compilations and shit like that?
Yeah.
Like, that type of shit is directly what fueled, like, Andrew Tate wouldn't be famous at all if it wasn't for, like, that having happened.
We're
No,
just reaping what we sow.
I definitely do blame a lot of political shit that's happening right now because of the way the right reacted to some shit that was going on back then. If they would have just left it alone, I feel like it would have gone away. But instead, they put
Agree.
way too much attention on it. Like, I feel like pronouns wouldn't be a big deal right now if the right hadn't gone so hard on it.
I
I'm
feel,
entirely convinced it would have gone away.
I don't even think it is a big deal. It's so fucking
Yeah.
annoying.
It's pretty minute now.
But like, I feel like the emphasis that both sides put on it, I feel like that would have just gone away if the right hadn't gotten so pissed off
I
about
feel,
it.
honestly, I feel like the left doesn't even really like. It's not even like they push shit about it anymore. It's usually just someone has their pronouns in their bio, and like someone from the right or like from the fucking Tateism right will like see that and be like, "Oh, you have pronouns." Like
Yeah, I.
usually the person on the left isn't even really bringing it up. It's just the other person being like, "Oh, you have pronouns. I'm not gonna take you serious." And the way they word it every time pisses me off. Like,
They
if
say
you're
you
if
have pronouns.
yeah, and like if you're trying to, I get not everyone is like as eloquent or whatever, you know? But at the same time, if you're trying to be like talking about something about morals and like political boundaries and all that, like you need to be a little more like careful with your wording, you know? And if you're
Yeah.
just gonna fucking be like, "Oh, you use pronouns," it's like, yes, you do too, retard.
Everybody does. I think
Yeah.
that's funny too when I'll read that shit and someone's like, "You use pronouns," and the other person responds like, "Everybody does."
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid. Like, be more eloquent about your point. Your point isn't that they have pronouns. Your point is that they, for one, if it's like someone who's they them, your point is more so about like that not really being a thing. And otherwise, if it's just like, oh,
What happened?
Andre brother, interruption. Let
Oh,
me
it's
book.
okay.
Yeah, let me get the time for that so I can cut it out. But yeah, usually it's like even if someone's like clearly a woman, you know, and they have like she,
Is she
her,
her?
and yeah, usually they'll be like their source of like anger isn't the fact that they have like pronouns in there, it's the fact that they think they're like pandering to it.
Or it's that they feel the need to announce it. Like,
Yeah.
so they go pronouns and bio, opinion disregarded. To be honest, that one's funny. I love reading that one.
I get a little annoyed by shit like that because it's like I feel like if you take like something like that and just immediately throw away someone's opinion, to me it just means that like you have no argument to come back at it with.
To me, I see that more as, for one, it's funny, but for two, if I were to take the serious route, if you have two completely opposing viewpoints like that, you're never gonna agree to anything to begin with, so it's like they
Yeah,
just throw
sure.
it away to
You
begin
can look at
with.
it that way, but like, I mean, if I had looked at things like that my whole life, like I would have never changed and bettered myself as a person, you know? Like if I just viewed it as you have such a extremely different, like a complete opposite viewpoint as me. Instead, I try to like fully see what they're saying and like understand the points they're making, and then from there I can make my judgment.
No, yeah, but I imagine most of the people saying that shit aren't like, or maybe, no, I feel like, yeah, they are doing it seriously. Oh, like, they go check the profile because they have no ammunition left, is what
Yeah.
you could probably boil it down to.
That's the other thing. Yeah, kind of like you said, it's like in the first place, if you have a valid argument, why are you even checking someone's profile? Like, what are you trying to get
Just to
ammunition for?
cyberbully
Yeah.
them.
Me, I'm seeing if you have dead people in your bio.
But there's also two different types of argument. There's one where I'm trying to see what it like if you got fucking long live whoever in your bio, so like it's some personal shit. Like if you call me a fucking dork or you say something about me, you know, it's like okay, well fuck you and fuck whoever you love. But then
Smoking on your uncle.
yeah, and then there's the opposite end where it's like more like it's not just between you and them. It's like a discussion on like society and everything. And then it's like that's when it's not really appropriate.
Yeah, I think for me, I only check I only check their profile to see if they're ugly, so then I could throw looks maxing jargon at them. Talk about their canthal tilt, their jawline, if they're overweight. That, like, that's when I'll be looking at someone's profile. I'll look at their picture.
Well, in the
man,
first
prey eyes.
I guess you're kind of true, because sometimes it's like, I'll check the profile picture to see if they're, like, attractive or not, because then it's like, well, if you're a bad bitch, I'm just not even going to argue with you.
Oh, you're so right,
Real.
Queen.
Real.
Okay.
Okay, so what about the Nigerian kidnapping?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I just... No, I just thought that that headline was so funny.
You want to read it off? Nigeria.
Whoa.
Nigerian... Nigeria hit by another mass kidnapping with more than 300 now believed missing. I read this and I was like, how the fuck do you kidnap 300 people? Just, okay. Gunmen have abducted dozens of people from a northwest Nigerian village, according to two local representatives and a United Nations source. Just days after the kidnapping of more than 250 pupils from a school in the same state.
So that's 550?
How do you get away with kidnapping that many people?
Fucking.
Where do you take them?
Actually, the resurrection of Kony.
Probably to some compound.
Bro, how do you...
To be used for labor.
That's, I was going to say, in 5 years, we're about to see some serious fucking Nigerian super soldiers.
Dude, hundreds of people kidnapped is crazy. I've never seen anybody do those numbers.
Oh, you've never seen me.
How many children are you kidnapping?
Children? Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Teenagers.
We're talking toddlers. Oh.
Oh.
Listen, if
I mean, it's probably like a large group, a large militia group.
Yeah.
Just set out to kidnap people.
But even
like that's probably their main goal.
That's crazy. How many people you think they have or what's the ratio you think? Kidnappers to students? Like one kidnapper to five students, or you think it's like one kidnapper for like 50 students? How do you think they coordinate
I don't know about breaking it down in small numbers. I'm saying like 30 men are taking like 300.
Yeah, I could see that. If there were 30 school shooters who showed up, I feel like they could kidnap an entire school.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, I just read this and I was like, that is insane, dude.
Go ahead.
No, I was just repeating from earlier. A total of 550 kids kidnapped is insane.
I was going to say, have you guys... There was this one dude that said, he said some absolutely crazy shit. He was like, if you have 10 of the most highly trained people like in the world, or like 10 Navy SEALs, you know, they can take over LA.
Yeah, he said that on Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah, something
like that. I don't know
that.
About
that. Yeah, honestly, I was thinking about that, and I was I don't know if I should say this on air, but yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the National Guard will wipe you out.
I think he more so meant like if they were to storm in and like get hunkered down somewhere, like they could like hold that position for a long ass time.
No, for sure. I was thinking even further than that. They could seriously fuck up at least the local economy in LA. Like they would
definitely.
To fuck shit up. Like they would be able to possibly like it, depending on. If we're talking the best of the best trained people, they're taking out power grids. They're shutting down commerce in the city.
Yeah.
Like, everything's fucked. So, I entirely believe what he said.
People tried clowning on him for that, but, like, I feel like they were taking it too literal when he said, like, taking over. Like, obviously, they're not gonna fucking, like, be the
Rule
new
it.
Ruling government of fucking LA, you know? But they're definitely gonna, like you said, fuck shit up.
It's an interesting scenario to think about.
I mean, if I was there, personally, they're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, if I was there, I'm putting my foot down.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh, God.
Would you go against me?
And I do.
Depends on what you're doing it for. There's a solid chance I might be there with you.
Okay, I'm not going further in that. Did we talk about the TikTok ban yet?
No.
Okay. Let's talk about
that. Shout out to our Congress. Shout out to our Senate. They need to pass that.
You think they need to pass it?
Set our youth straight. Yeah, I do.
I don't know. It feels more like a personal grudge than anything. They said they're trying to ban it unless the current CEO sells the company. It's like, are you really looking out for the best interest of people by getting rid of it, or is it just like, fuck you, we don't want you to have this company?
Why is it because of the CEO?
The Chinese-owned company. I think a while ago, I don't know if it's still the same motive, but they wanted them to sell it to an American company. They just basically don't want China controlling it.
I saw that the CEO of Activision wanted to buy it.
I saw that a while ago as well. But, honestly, even if they were going to ban it, I wouldn't give a shit. Because they're just going to create another app that's the same thing. Or people would just move to Instagram. So to me, Andre, with all due respect, the setting the youth straight, it's too late for that. They would just move on to some other app.
That's true. What was it, 2018? When Trump tried to do it? That's when it should have been banned. That shit would have been nipped at the butt.
The damage is done now. I saw someone say, why are they trying to ban TikTok when Instagram Reels are the real problem?
I mean, that's where I spend all of my time.
On God.
But, yeah, I think either way, even if I understand banning it from government officials, I guess, if you don't want them having any Chinese software. But, like, all of our technology is produced overseas as well. You don't think they have any control over that shit?
That's the other
thing. They definitely do.
What is TikTok getting from you for the Chinese government that they can't already get?
Yeah. Apparently, some other dude spoke on Joe Rogan about all the information they get, and he said, it's insane. It's like, they get everything from you. But most of it is, like, advertising shit that they just use to advertise shit towards you.
It was, like, the same thing with when they did the trial with Mark Zuckerberg. It's like, yeah, he's collecting a lot of fucking information and selling it, which is pretty scummy, but, like, at the same time, it's really only being used for advertising.
See, if they're doing that, the thing I really have a problem with is, like, I get not wanting people to have your data to advertise shit to you, but the thing that really bothers me is that your location is available at all times, like, being able to view the contacts or some shit like that, but that's how you share shit. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It really is just, like, difficult to kind of, like, navigate these things to, like, see who you're talking to. See who you're talking to, location, listening to your conversations when you don't want it to be listening. Like, that's the shit that bothers me. Right?
Yeah.
And I know for a fact TikTok is doing that, but every other app does that too. So just banning one app doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, you're not getting rid of it by just banning TikTok.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, is so many of the fucking Congress people and all that are so fucking old and outdated. They don't even know how this technology works. How are they going to pass fucking, like, how can they pass laws on it?
What the fuck is a damn TikTok?
I bet you they're all watching TikToks on Facebook, but they're like, oh, good old Facebook. Yeah. Won't catch me on no damn TikTok.
It's like, do they understand, like, how an algorithm works? Do they understand, like, how exactly it is that TikTok even pulls this information from you and what, like, happens with it? Like, a lot of us younger people don't even fully understand it. Obviously, we have a better grasp, but, like, these old-ass retards are not able to, like, make that better judgment.
No, I think they're barely catching on to the TikTok hate from YouTube, like, 5 years ago. they're just barely now getting it, and they're like, oh shit, now we have to ban it.
And TikTok isn't even that bad anymore, bro.
It's just casual. It's like, I prefer Reels, but a lot of people prefer TikTok, so.
Yeah, and it's not even, it's pretty much the same as every other app, like Twitter, Instagram. You're gonna find the cringy accounts and all that, and the fucking fucked up shit on there, but like, for the most part, it's like whatever you like is going to show up on your algorithm, you know?
Yeah, like big titty bitches, like big booty bitches.
Dragon Ball like memes.
Yeah. So, it doesn't really matter to me, but I thought we should talk about it because it could end up being huge news.
I mean, not for me. I don't fucking use that shit.
I don't
not
either.
For me either. I don't have the app on my phone. But for millions of Americans, it could be. Okay. We could talk about... We have three more topics. That's the one I wanted to get to, the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight.
Mike Tyson, yeah.
I just wanted to see who you guys thought was going to win.
I mean, I want it to be Mike. Honestly, I feel like Mike Tyson can do it. Like,
I think so, too.
Even though he's older and all that and, like, slowed down and everything, he's still a fucking... It's Mike Tyson.
Bro, he's still fast as fuck. Have you seen recent videos of him?
Yeah, I was about to say, modern training video.
And Mike Tyson's someone who's actually fucking Jake Paul's weight, too.
Is he?
Well, Mike Tyson fought heavyweight his entire career.
Okay. But, I think it is gonna be scripted. Jake Paul's probably gonna win.
Really disappointing.
Yeah, he knows how to get clicks. I hate that guy so much. Because he knows that.
He gets the clicks for it, but does he really get the buys? Like, who's buying that shit?
I don't know.
Everyone pirating that shit, oh god.
Yeah. I mean, in general, the fucking...
Oh, you go, sorry.
I was just gonna say, in general, the pay-per-view model is pretty fucking dead. No one wants to pay for that shit. We just pirate.
Yeah. But what I was gonna say is that he knows that everyone gives him shit for fighting, like, people who aren't boxers or for people who are washed up. So what does he do?
He takes a fucking...
Yeah. Because he knows that... It's gonna get him more clicks. Like, he's a genius. I hate him so much.
And, like, it's just such a lose-lose for him, because either you beat an old Mike Tyson, and everyone's like, okay, why the fuck would you even, like, offer him that fight, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you're just beating on an old man. Or Mike Tyson knocks him the fuck out, and everyone's like, you just lost a fucking old-ass Mike Tyson.
I hope he loses. I hope... He loses so he can. Even if it's supposed to be scripted, I hope that Mike Tyson has like a PTSD moment and just starts wailing on him and murders him.
Yeah, I hope Mike just like bites his fucking ear off.
I feel like that would be a bang. That would be a way for him to end his career with a bang. Like, you remember when he was getting harassed by that drunk dude on the plane a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that happens to Jake Paul. He just fucking... Wait, no, stop! It wasn't supposed to be like this! He just beats the fuck out of him.
Yeah, wasn't he hitting him on the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was funny.
Bro, of all the people to fuck with, you see Mike Tyson and you're like, yeah, this is the one.
Look at this, like, old man.
regardless of, like, Mike's ability as a boxer, right? Like, the man's genuinely will, like... Even if that guy had no boxing talent, he would probably just fucking shoot you or stab you.
Yeah, he's a scary-looking motherfucker.
Matter of fact, you should be lucky that he knows how to box and how to hit people, because that means he's not out here fucking stabbing them.
Could have been a serial killer.
For sure. He's you in a different life, Andre.
True.
Okay, two more things. We have another just quick little topic... Cardi, just a quick update on him. New song, still no album. When do we think he's dropping?
Tomorrow. He's gonna drop. He's gonna drop real soon. He told me.
You need to let go.
He told me in our Instagram group chat.
Oh, in our group chat?
Yeah.
I must have missed that text. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Do you think he actually... I hope he sees those. Him and Sam Solik. I hope they see those texts and they just ignore them. Because that's kind of a loophole to get around the whole, like, when you DM someone, you can only send one text. I just added Sam Select to the group chat, and I could text them as much as I want.
They still have to go through their request and accept it.
Yeah, but, like, it it goes to the top every time we text. So it's a loophole. I hope he sees the shit we say.
I don't.
He's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are these guys? We need to get their diet in check. They're not doing their cardio.
Yeah, cardio's never gonna drop, though. Y'all need to just give up.
I don't...
Dropped yesterday. Oh,
and since we're talking about Cardi, let's talk about Ye as well. Is he dropping Vultures Part 2 or no?
Never.
Wasn't he supposed to drop last week?
He was supposed to drop last Friday, and then a day passed, and then he said some shit on Instagram. I think it was like, adding the final touches, still nothing yet. Both of them suck.
Why are my goats fucking liars?
Dude. Cardi is way fucking worse. Are you kidding me? Cardi has been teasing forever. He delayed his tour. It's on like a permanent hiatus right now because he isn't dropping.
But it's like edgy.
And I think this new album is actually going to be really good because I've been fucking with all the songs he's dropped. I like his new vocal style.
I think it's going to be as ass as Whole Lotta Red was.
You think so?
We were a fucking retard.
Look at me, I'm a stupid fucking vampire, bitch. No one fucking cares.
I'll bite you.
Bro went from fucking trying to be hood to all of a sudden he's a fucking F slur and a bunch of black wearing fucking Ricks with makeup on, bro.
He still is hood, though.
He is not Saucy Santana.
You pistol whipped me. And then stole all my money.
What?
Real story.
Okay, to be fair, that's heat. It's so goofy. I love hearing it.
Yeah, but that didn't start with Whole Lotta Red. He's always been doing the matter of fact, most rappers, and Chief Keef was really the first one to do it.
Was he?
Yeah, first one to do bee! Bee!
Bee!
Okay.
Walking on a gas like it's sick. Oh, my bad.
We got the final topic. You're the one who brought this, so I think you should probably say this. I don't know. Might be a bit too much.
So, you guys need to let us know. This is a very controversial topic, a very controversial tweet. We don't know if it's going to be too much for the show as we have it now, so some feedback would really be appreciated here.
Yeah, text me on Instagram, please. It's been a while since I've gotten fan feedback, and I need it.
Yeah, so without further ado, and with that all said, CJ, would you like to read this off?
Oh, you want me to? Okay, do I read the author and everything, or?
Author, you can read the author after.
Okay. So, we have a tweet here, very controversial. A real nut, .. feels like every bone in your body comes out the head of your dick, .. Say no more. I'm done. Fall asleep in 2 minutes. What do we think?
I have chills right now.
I mean, how could you say anything other than that's true?
It is true. I mean, I don't know how you found this, Sosa, but fuck. This might be the realest thing I've ever read, because that's exactly what it feels like.
It's like poetry.
Like, my skeleton comes out of there. Like, it's crazy.
Would you like to reveal the author of that now?
Ice Tea. From January 19th, 2011. He was so ahead of his time.
What a beast.
I think that's a wonderful spot to wrap it up on.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Damn.
What the fuck? He just
so did. For the listeners, Andre just it said yup and left immediately.
What the hell? Okay, well, I guess we'll do the outro. Oh, he's typing. That was the okay. perfect time for it to crash.
That was good? Okay, I'm back.
That was some crazy fucking timing.
Are you lying to us, Andre?
No, I swear, my monitors turned black and my Discord crashed.
We said, so it's good place to wrap it up. You went, yup, and left.
Yeah. Okay. That was not planned.
Alright.
Okay, who wants to do the outro?
Andre.
Okay, I'll do it. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very good episode of Street Speak. Thank you for listening. Tune in on the Spotify. We are douchebags. Tap the fuck in.
Tap, tap, tap in.
Check out our Instagram. DM me. We have a Twitter that I haven't reposted to in a while, but I need to repost more racist shit. Share this with your friends, please. I'm desperate. Thank you guys for listening.
We need to make profit.
We're like $600 in the hole right now, so...
I can't stand working this 9-to-5 any longer. Please make us famous.
Yeah.
Please. I'm on my knees.
I want to make a bitch famous like Kanye. Please. Right.
I need CJ Squilliam to be a household name.
Then why the fuck do you bully me in every email?
That's not me. That's the White Sosa.
Oh, okay. Alright, thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Yep. Peace. Later, dorks.
Fucking dweebs.